NASA has plans to cooperate with international and commercial bodies to secure continued human access to low Earth orbit. Makes sense. This includes privatization, though, of the International Space Station. The Trump administration is going to be appealing for $150 million US in 2019 to facilitate the development of the ISS commercialization, but will this be a good investment? On the line now is Dr. Bradley Tucker, an astronomer from the Australian National University. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Tess. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. So first of all, I mean, it seems like a crazy idea when you just initially hear about it. What do you make of plans to allegedly privatize the International Space Station?
It's not as bad as it seems. So I think, first of all, we have to understand some context of how the space station works. It's kind of like an investment in shares. It's like a stock. So various countries, there's at 18 now, have some sort of share that's held at the international treaty level. The U.S. has the second large, or they have an equal share at the largest point with Russia. Now, from 2024, Russia has not committed funds to the space station, which means that from 2024, it could be that, you know, that large share is pulled out, and either the U.S. has to cover that additional share or find something else. So it's not just this is out of nowhere that, you know, you do need to start looking at business models of how this works. And the privatization of space isn't anything new. As much as we may or may not like it, you know, George Bush is actually the one to give credit to the privatization of space, and we actually saw the fruits of that last week with SpaceX's launch of the largest rocket since Saturn V, and that is allowing private companies a way to get into the space market. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. The devil, as it always is in the details and how it's planned out.
And so, you know, the ISS, I guess its original purpose was very much scientific and humanitarian. Do you think that this plan may go against these original ideas?
No, and I think it's important to understand when we mean privatization. I think what it means really is that private companies can maintain and build and operate their own modules. So, for instance, you know, SpaceX, we call it as a private company, but a lot of their work is actually putting in government, NASA, other satellites. So, in fact, the next NASA space telescope is going up to space on a SpaceX rocket. What this could mean is groups like SpaceX or Blue Origin or a number of these other groups that are doing their own space experiments and actually looking at putting things around the moon and Mars can do their own scientific experiments on the space station. So it might actually provide a platform for groups that don't already have that chance. And there's actually already private, and I think that's the other thing is, private groups already use the space station. So universities have projects on it. In fact, there's a private company based in Sydney run by Solange Coonan, CubeRider, which uses develops experiments for high school students, and then they fly them up to the ISS and use them. So there's already a way that it's beyond just a government space agency running it, but still in the realm of scientific exploration.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that. I mean, I suppose that sounds like a pretty cool thing to be in high school and have, you know, something to do with the International Space Station. That would be something right up my alley in high school.
No, it is. Like, and there's these unique things where, okay, you know, and we also have to think about the long-term vision. The long-term vision of most groups is to get to Mars and start doing work on Mars and also work back on the moon with the idea that the moon acts kind of as a pit stop. And in fact, it was announced in September that the U.S. and Russia agreed to start working on designing a lunar space station. So to actually put a space station like the ISS around the moon. So obviously you can't fund everything all the time. And, you know, the moon has a lot more interesting aspects in terms of the next generation of scientific inquest that NASA should be leading. And so by focusing on that and then giving other people a chance to work on the space station, the Earth space station, it again allows that increase of knowledge. So I actually think it can be a very good thing. You know, a lot of people were hesitant when the U.S. canned the space shuttle program. But people didn't realize that every time that space shuttle went up, it was $1.2 billion. So every space shuttle launch was $1.2 billion. And that means that the money we couldn't use to build the new rockets to get to Mars. So, you know, resources, money is finite, so, you know, we have to realize that if we want to do the big things, sometimes we have to let other groups do the smaller things.
And speaking of money, I guess, you know, for the US, they're looking to invest $150 million to make this happen. How, I guess, would they go about making that investment back? You know, what are they going to be using this for?
So a lot of it, you know, you can do in developing technologies. You know, again, one of the simple things is the U.S. did some investment in SpaceX to develop their rockets. Now, that SpaceX, the key with SpaceX is their rockets are reusable. So by being reusable, that means then every future launch is cheaper, which means this then means every time the U.S. puts up another satellite, it's cheaper for that individual launch. So it's a bit of early time investment for long-term gain. So you can imagine that $150 million is open to various groups to do their own challenges, you know, design, you know, the U.S. or NASA says, all right, we need these, you know, these three things to be built or designed or operated. Who could do it the best and the quickest and cheapest? And we'll provide a little bit of funding to make that happen. So it actually can stimulate growth. And actually for us in Australia, we should be excited because that means that we could actually, when we have our space agency that's formed in a few months, actually be able to become a part. Because when we say privatization, it doesn't mean just companies. It will also mean other international stakeholders who are not already a part of the treaty or pact. So we could buy a share on the space station and be sending our own astronauts and more of our own experiments. And, you know, we can build a weather monitoring station and a water monitoring station so we put up so we can monitor for climate change just in Australia, so we can monitor bushfire monitoring just in Australia. There's a whole bunch of potential things that we can do that would affect our everyday lives that would make it a lot cheaper than it currently is now.
Sounds like a much more globalized system if we do go down that path as well.
It is, and that was that was the inspiration of the International Space Station, was that the U.S. and Russia didn't want to compete. You know, the U.S. did Skylab, the Russia did Mir, and they realized, look, if we do work together, we could do something bigger and better. And then other groups came online. That is, you know, the inspiration of it. So this actually means more people can get involved. And then the U.S. and Russia can really lead the way into working around the moon and Mars. And that's where we want to go. And if no one does that groundwork, it's never going to get done. And ultimately, in the current state of space exploration, NASA and Roscosmos are the leaders. And so you let them lead the rest of the world. So I don't think it may be as bad as everyone seems. And I could be wrong. It could go completely pear-shaped for a variety of reasons the way it's done. That has happened before with this government's administration, let's say that. But I genuinely believe that with the right people in NASA who are actually driving this, there's a lot of push from NASA to say, look, we want to do bigger things. Let's focus on it. This could be one of the solutions.
Well, it's going to be absolutely fascinating to watch. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, anytime.
That was Dr. Bradley Tucker, an astronomer from the Australian National University, having a chat with us this morning about plans to privatise the International Space Station.